All right, we'll be looking at Amos chapter 4, Amos chapter 4 this morning. It's a well-known text, but we're going to kind of look through, browse through the chapter. So we're going to read responsively. All right, it's Monday morning, and I feel the same as you. I wish there was something else to do. All right, but we're here, so let's endure, and we're going to read together. 13 verses, so I'll read the first, you'll read the second, follow my lead as we go all the way through Amos chapter 4. Hear this word, ye kine of Bashan that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink together. The Lord God hath sworn by his holiness that, lo, the days come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. You shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before, and ye shall cast them into the palace, saith the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress at Gilgal, multiply transgressions, and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. Proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I've smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You are as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Heavenly Father, I pray as we consider this passage, Lord, I pray that you would bless, deal with us, make us as we start this semester and this spring, and also as we start this 2019, that, Lord, this sobering message could help us in understanding that there's things that we need to prepare for. And I pray that we would do that. As always, Lord, do that which I can't, and that is speak to hearts. We ask and claim your power in Jesus' name. Amen. And I was reading of John O'Rice. John O'Rice gave an illustration. And if you don't know who John O'Rice is, then read up sometime. Okay. But he was, traveling around. At some time he was a pastor, but then it went into evangelism. And during his time, I believe, as a pastor in the Texas area, he had led a young boy to Christ. It brought him to Christ as far as through the preaching of the Word of God. And the boy at 12 years old passed away. And so he was called by the dad to come back to Texas and hold the funeral. After the funeral, the father met John O'Rice and asked if they could just sit down and talk. And so he told him, he said, I'd like to talk to you, Brother Rice. You know, I have a big tent, an awning business, and a nice home. He said, I have everything that heart's desire could want. But I went out into the garage, and his little boy's name was Scotty. He said, I went out to the garage, and I saw all Scotty's toys. There were his bat and his glove. There was his electric train. There was other things that he was working on as far as putting together. There were roller skates.